Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Temporary protection status, you'll know of, for Ukrainians. Well, it's been extended in Europe to March 2027. It's a one-year extension and was agreed among European Union countries in recent days for Ukrainian refugees fleeing Russia's war. It was first granted, as you know, in the weeks following Moscow's invasion of its neighbour in February 2022. I'm joined now by Anatoly Primakov, who's co-founder of Ukrainian Action in Ireland, and also by Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice, home affairs and migration. You're both very welcome. And I'll come to you, Matt Carthy, first of all, because I believe you say that extending this temporary protection status for Ukrainians in Ireland is a mistake.
And I have to say, this feels very Irish, if you'll excuse me. Last Friday, an Irish government minister supported at an EU level a proposal that will have significant implications for policy, for resources and public finances. And we're debating it the week after the Irish government took that position without any recourse to the Dáil, to the Oireachtas, to the Irish public in terms of any public debate whatsoever. And I think that is deeply regrettable. I think there's a reason why there has been a growing mistrust around issues of the, across the range when it comes to migration. And it is this sense that government are making decisions behind people's backs.
So you say more public debate on this before they took the decision would have been welcome. But can I ask you, though, in retrospect, you're saying, and there's no reason to say that you couldn't put down a motion if you in the Dáil in regards to this if you really wanted to. You're saying it is a mistake to extend it. Why?
Well, what we have said is that clearly the term temporary is being stretched to the limits now, because we are going to have a temporary set of measures in place for over 5 years by the time the current deadline passes. That leaves huge levels of uncertainty, not least for Ukrainians themselves who are living in Ireland, who have no pathway to either long-term residency or to return home if that's what they wish. And as I said, there's a certain set of implications with the Temporary Protection Directive that have implications in terms of public policy and resources. So what we have said, and we've made this very public and have engaged with the government insofar as they're willing to engage with us, is that we need to formalise the position of Ukrainians in Ireland and set in place a framework by which those Ukrainians in Ireland who want to stay here can actually have a mechanism to do that, either through the international protection system or through the work permit system or through another residency
system.
And those who don't and those who want to return should be facilitated and indeed supported by the Irish state.
Let me bring in Anatoly Primakov. What do you make of that?
First of all, I'd like to say that, you know, Matt's and Sinn Féin's status is not surprising, given that Sinn Féin's track record of opposing sanctions on Russia since 2014 in the EU Parliament and overall kind of tacitly enabling what Russia has done and their actions in Europe. So it's not surprising, these comments. But now I'd like to say that definitely and definitively that the extension of the temporary protection until 2027 is a good thing, because first of all, it gives people a peace of mind, right? It tells Ukrainians that, you know, they don't need to worry about the temporary protection ending in 6 months' time. It gives them some certainty that they will be first and foremost protected from Russia's actions by being in the EU, by being in safe countries.
Matt says, right? It increases uncertainty. You don't know where you stand in a year.
No, I definitely know that it does not increase uncertainty. It gives people certainty that they can stay in safety for a longer period of time.
And what about those who want to leave, says Matt, should be facilitated for doing so?
If people can leave, people obviously can leave by their own means, Ireland, and return to Ukraine should they wish to do so. I don't really understand that comment, because people have been able to do that since the first week of temporary protection coming into measure. So that's a non-point. That doesn't really provide any value to the debate here.
So there's your answer, Matt. This does provide certainty and it is welcome.
So what the current, and just to be very, very clear, mm-hmm. what we have said is we need an alternative framework to the Temporary Protection Directive. Last week, as well as agreeing the extension of the Temporary Protection Directive, the European Council also agreed on a document that's called A Coordinated Approach to the Transition Out of Temporary Protection for Displaced Persons from Ukraine. So I don't know if the European Council are part of some conspiracy with Sinn Féin, because I think our record, both in support of Ukraine and in support of Ukrainians who've come to Ireland, speaks for itself.
And do you reject that assertion by Anatoly that you oppose sanctions on Ukraine?
I think that's a very informed statement to make, and regrettable, I have to say as well, because we have been very eager and willing to engage with all stakeholders. But at the same time, our primary obligation is to the Irish state and to the Irish people. And we have to set out very clearly what that there are challenges that have been presented by the Temporary Protection Directive, and I think the Irish people have met those challenges
very
generously.
Yeah, but what does that mean,
though?
Our primary objective is to the Irish state and the Irish people. Does that mean that those people fleeing war and persecution in Ukraine by Russia, that they may not be welcome here? Is that it?
No, and as I say, the Irish people, I think, and indeed the elected representative Sinn Féin and others, have been incredibly generous in terms of responding to the, what was a temporary and emergency situation.
Yes, but now you're saying that temporary is no longer. It's now time to get real. Is that it?
So the war continues, unfortunately, and I think all efforts need to be focused on bringing the war to an end. Absolutely. And in the interim period, we have to set in place what is a more grounded approach for dealing with those people who come from Ukraine to Ireland.
And in 2022, what does a grounded approach mean?
In 2022, we were dealing with an emergency, temporary and unprecedented situation whereby hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians were fleeing across Europe, and there was an obligation on Europe and on member states to be generous and to be quick in the response.
And
that's what the Temporary Protection Directive...
Allowances and supports have been cut for Ukrainian refugees, for example. So what do you mean by a more grounded approach?
I think there has to be a consistent approach in terms of people who are fleeing war and who come to Ireland. We couldn't take a consistent approach at the outset of the war because the numbers were overwhelming.
So now
You're saying all international protection
applicants should be treated the same, be they from Ukraine or anywhere else. Is that it?
Absolutely. Okay. And I think now, with a caveat for those Ukrainians who are currently in Ireland, nobody is suggesting that we try and make their lives any more difficult than they currently are. We want to have a route for those who wish to stay and supports for those people who wish to return home. I think that's an eminently sensible proposition that most Ukrainians who I've dealt with would welcome.
So no threat to Ukrainians currently residing here, Anatoly, but all international protection applicants from Ukraine or anywhere else should be treated the same.
So, first of all, the temporary protection by EU was introduced in response to, you know, a similar crisis that happened in the 90s in the Balkans, in the Balkan Wars, when millions of people ended up in the EU and the Union did not know how to deal with them legally, right? So the temporary protection allows for very quick processing of those people's immigration status. The Irish state is struggling a lot with processing the international protection applicants. There's thousands of people whose applications are not being looked at, and it's taking years to process them to grant the people the legal status. The Temporary Protection Directive takes care of exactly that, right? So therefore, it's funny enough, it's perfect for this situation, for allowing people to take shelter, for speeding up this immigration process. However, I will agree with Matt on something, that we do, as an Irish state, need a coherent integration program for Ukrainians that are staying here, mm-hmm. because some of them might be deciding to reside here long term, and also for other people, for international protection applicants, and also for the immigrants overall, because I was an immigrant that came from Ukraine to Ireland as a child, right? So it would
so you
be
need
beneficial
an effective, efficient process. I think that would be
fair
to all.
Can I ask
Matt, did you suggest that if that there may be some safe areas in Ukraine that Ukrainians could return to?
Well, it's not me that's saying that. The aforementioned European document that I've referenced makes a distinction between different parts of Ukraine. And we know also that there have been Ukrainians who came to Ireland who have subsequently returned to parts of Ukraine that they felt safe in. And the point that I was making, and I think, again, an eminently sensible point, is that if there are Ukrainians who want to return back to parts of Ukraine that they feel are safe, then they should be supported in doing so.
How would you respond to that, Anatoly?
I would respond to that by saying that just because the areas were safe last week doesn't mean they're going to be safe next week. For example, over the last month and a half, Russia has steadily increased its campaign of aerial bombardment of cities across Ukraine. And the goal there is to terrorize the population. So I would categorically reject the notion that there are safe areas of Ukraine. Nowhere is safe, unfortunately, for as long as Russia continues to attack Ukraine.
Okay, look, we will leave it there. Thank you very much indeed both to Anatoly Primakov, co-founder of Ukrainian Action in Ireland, and Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice, home affairs and migration.